For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Some black activists say there's an unfair racial component to criticism of St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner over her hiring of a man who led the investigation of former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and who now faces perjury charges. About a dozen activists gathered today outside of a courthouse in downtown St. Louis to defend Gardner and the investigator, William Tisby, who are both black. Tisby faces 6 counts of perjury and 1 count of tampering with evidence stemming from his work, investigating allegations of wrongdoing that contributed to the Republican Greitens resigning from office. Among the activists was Tisby's attorney, Jermaine Wooten, who says Tisby is, quote, 100% innocent. Gardner, a Democrat, was elected in 2016. She has been at odds with St. Louis law enforcement establishment ever since. Also in St. Louis, organizers of a gay pride parade in the city are reversing course and allowing police to march in uniform. The decision announced today comes after Pride St. Louis asked police to not take part in the annual parade on June 30th because it coincides with the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising that fueled the global LGBTQ movement. The riot at the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in New York City's West Village, began on June 28, 1969, when bar patrons and area residents clashed with police officers who had come to raid the bar. New York's police commissioner apologized this month for what his department did. Pride St. Louis said in a Facebook post that it is dedicated to making sure the LGBT community feels safe and respected. An annexation agreement requested by Fred Overton Development Incorporated has passed by a margin of 1 after some debate among community and Columbia City Council members. The agreement allows for the city to extend a sewer connection to 17 acres of land on the Gillespie Bridge Road north of Coates Lane. The Columbia Missourian Report's project manager Tim Crockett says connecting to the existing line in Columbia is the most environmentally friendly option. Crockett also says the project would be funded by Boone County, and the city's only hand in the project would be to provide connection for the sewer to the Boone County location. Once annexed, Boone County will decide how to zone the land. Fred Overton Development, Inc. wants to build a 34-lot subdivision on the land that would be known as the Perch Ridge. It would need to be rezoned from agriculture to residential before the homes are constructed. Officials say vandals have spray-painted apparent references to a Peru prison massacre on a wall at the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. KMBC-TV reports the museum's dedication wall was defaced with red spray paint that said, "Glory to the fallen martyrs of El Frontón, Callao, Lurigancho." The text apparently is in relation to the 33rd anniversary of prison massacres in Peru that resulted in more than 200 deaths. Museum spokesman Mike Vietti says police have opened an investigation into the matter. He says Stephen Haith, owner of DSG Equipment and Supplies, has offered to clean the stone portion of the wall at no cost. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.